Hello and welcome to In the Weeds. We're recording live from the Picky Weeds Esoteric Occult Boutique, located just south of Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, in beautiful South Abington Township. Picky Weeds is the largest and most diverse boutique of its kind in Northeast Pennsylvania, with an increasingly wide variety of items for many traditions.
In addition to items for sale, Picky Weeds hosts a wide variety of classes, events, and community-driven gatherings throughout the year. Picky Weeds is located at 105 Layton Road, South Abington Township, PA. Open Wednesday through Sunday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. More information can be found at www.pickyweeds.com. That's PICKEYWEEDZ.com or on our social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. In the Weeds is the official podcast for Picky Weeds, where we strive to bring the community together with topics of interest, guest speakers, and informative discussions to benefit the entire community.
If you'd like to be a guest speaker, either live or remote call-in, please visit www.pickyweeds.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, find In the Weeds podcast guest application, click it, copy and paste the text into an email with your contact information, and send it to us at pickyweeds@gmail.com.
Now, let's get in the weeds.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Welcome back. It is season 2, episode 13.
Ooh. That's the devil's number.
Yeah, I love the devil.
Hello.
So with us today are Tina and Tim. So Tina and Tim are the folks that put on things like Sunday school. Oh my God. So we're playing Cards Against Humanity tonight, and these poor people are here at 9:30 in the morning, and they're going to be back at like 4 o'clock this afternoon. And you got a purse bingo going on today, don't you?
I do have a purse bingo going on in the middle of all of that.
Where is the purse bingo?
It's in Troop. It's for the local USBC youth bowling.
Woo.
My kids all bowled.
Yeah.
So
I bowl.
You know, every time the guys at work bring in something bowling related for USBC youth, I'm just like, yeah, shut up and take my money.
Yeah, take my money. Yeah, I don't even need the damn wallet. Just take it. So you are doing that, and you're also kind of helping people facilitate their own meditation every Wednesday night.
Yes, we have a self-guided.
Love it.
Meditation group. I've found some guided meditations online that we play so everybody can get in a good space. And before we start, we go out and we have a nice little primal screen time.
Scare the crap out of the natives.
Timed with the 6 o'clock fire sign.
We try. But, you know, it's really cathartic to be able to just go out there and just scream it out into the void and then come in and meditate in a really good headspace.
It's awesome. I think everybody's enjoying it too.
It seems to be.
It's like very chill. You guys do a little burning ritual now after, don't
you?
So what are you doing when you do the burning ritual?
Setting an intention for the week.
That's awesome.
That's all it's about.
Sending it up in smoke.
Write your intention down on a piece of parchment. Throw it in the fire.
I think that's excellent. Because it, like, sets your mind on it, and you won't stop thinking about it. So you'll be kind of driven towards that point for the rest of the week.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that.
This is completely off topic of this, because when I did the podcast with y'all, I could hear you guys as I was talking. Now that I don't have a headset on, it's just so much more fun.
Oh, you like it without the headset. Yeah. It's weird to have all that shit in your head when you're sitting here and somebody's talking to you and they're interviewing you, and you feel like you're on the freaking spot, and then you've got... So guys, I want to ask some really personal questions.
Ooh.
hold on. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. I am not unhinged as I could be, and people should be proud of that, but I am still unhinged.
Don't trust that.
I think he's
teetering like that guy from Falling Down at this point. Yeah. Have you ever seen Falling Down, Tim?
You ever seen a 50-50 grind?
50-50 grind?
With skateboarders?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a cunt hair short of, you know, fucking that hole up and just rolling down the hill.
Oh, my God. Did I ever tell you the skateboard story?
Oh, God.
I went down a hill on my face.
Ooh.
I've done that, too.
They had to get rocks out of my nose.
Ooh.
With a spoon. With a bent-ass spoon.
I
could just picture somebody sitting there with a pair of pliers folding the spoon to be able to go into your nose and scoop it out.
Just the end, like, scoop. Oh, it was bad.
Okay. I think I have a little altar spoon that would work.
Yeah, it would be perfect. You got that from Nick
down at Occult 33.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We love Nick.
It's a cute, it's a cute little
thing. Nick, if you're listening, we love you, yeah. And we know there's a lot of issues going on with the tattoos.
We hope you feel better soon.
Oh, well, I think it's a major drama issue with everything around here lately. I'm like, yeah. Can y'all come to meditation and amp it down just a little bit?
Right.
Chill out. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Yeah. I
think the big attraction with that meditation is the scream, though.
I do. I really do. That primal scream.
Oof. Everybody has the...
Get your dome piece.
Want to just sit and om and...
Yeah, nobody wants to do that.
You're going over your grocery list in your head. And,
Yeah.
Just go outside, let it out. That's just it. You get so much pent-up rage throughout the week. Mm-hmm. We've got to behave like we're in polite society. Mm-hmm. Because we are when we go to work every day.
Yeah, we don't have any choice.
And... you get so much built up, pent up rage. And if you don't find a way to get that out, you're never going to get into a good space to meditate.
And you're likely to go postal.
Yeah.
Like the guy in Australia just recently. Did y'all see that where he stabbed a bunch of people in the mall?
Yeah.
Do they let them carry guns? I don't think they do.
They don't have guns over there.
Yeah. So he stabbed everybody instead. And frankly, I think I'd rather be shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's cleaner. It's quicker.
Yeah.
I've learned how to quiet the Bella.
Yes.
For like a second.
Yeah.
Wait for it. You see?
It's not coming. So, Tina, how did you get on the path and come to the craft?
I was kind of born into it.
Yeah?
Both of my grandmothers, they didn't practice, but they had dreams, and they were very open about it. Mm-hmm. And they could both see spirits. They were very open about that. So I really was just kind of born into it. I started probably when I was 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Prophecy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember those ladies. Yeah.
And I had always been able to see.
Yeah.
In my grandmother's house, we had one particular spirit. He had owned the property, and he had committed suicide. And he would just walk his path from the attic down to the basement and back up again. And and the attic door was in my bedroom. So he would just come walking through. And, you know, so I knew it was there. I don't think for me it was ever a choice to not believe in
it. So the realm was, you could always see into that.
Veil was always very thin.
Very easily, yeah. It's funny, the people that kind of dismiss that and the way they, I want to say, brainwash their kids into assimilating into polite society and pretending that stuff's not there. But if you've ever noticed, and you have a bunch of grandkids and you've had some children, they see it from minute one, and they're saying all kinds of things that people are like, oh, they're telling the baby, that's not real, you know, they're not real, that's your imaginary friend, da-da-da-da-da, you know.
The first time it happened with one of my grandkids, my daughter had said, you know, I swear I've heard the girls talking to Graham and Wanda.
Aww.
And I'm like, I mean, yeah, that's a real possibility. I was babysitting the girls for the weekend. I had the tote bag that I use as my carry-on when I travel, and my 5-year-old granddaughter looked at me and said, that's the bag you take to Grammy Rose's house. And I was like,
huh?
Yeah. It is. She's like, I love Grammy Rose. She came to my birthday party.
Oh my God.
And I said, what birthday party? And she goes, this one, the one you weren't at, because in all fairness, we had 18 inches of snow in Arkansas. That doesn't happen. The roads were shut down. We couldn't go to her birthday.
Yeah.
But she was adamant. My grandmother was at her birthday.
Oh, that's awesome.
My grandmother had passed not quite 2 months before her birthday.
Yeah. Oh.
And my grandmother was at her birthday. And I'm like, baby, you know Grammy Rose. She goes, oh, I know. Grammy Rose is in Valhalla, because that was what her father had taught her for the afterlife.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like, oh no, I know Grammy Rose is dead, but she still came to my birthday.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love that. I love when they do that stuff, and then people will tell you, the kids, have you seen the kids that are telling stories from past lives?
Yes.
And then people go to look it up, and they line up, mm-hmm. and they're like, and this kid couldn't possibly know, because they're like 4 or 5 years old, and they've had a past life as somebody famous, somebody not famous, but somebody known in the family, mm-hmm. and it's freakish. Yeah.
No. I experienced that mm-hmm. with my son.
Oh, that's bizarre.
No, he sat there and in detail described what the engines of the Titanic looked like.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He started asking about the Titanic, and he didn't even know what it was.
Oh, that's funny. I love that. I love that.
He just remembers being on a boat and then getting really cold.
Did you know I have a fear of cruise ships? I won't get on.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're Athena from 911.
Yeah. No, it was bizarre. Disney was doing a christening of a ship, and my ex-father-in-law got invited, and he wanted to take me with him. And we started across the gangway, and my knees started going, and I started shaking, and I started getting sick. And I was like, I don't think I can do it. You're going to have to go. I'll just go shop duty-free. Are you sure? We can do it. You can come on. No, I can't. I can't do it. And the closer we would get to that ship, the worse it would get. So I just turned around and went back the other way, shopping for the day while he went on the tour. Yeah. So I think maybe I need to do some past life regression. And yeah, I think I died on one of those.
Mm.
Yeah.
I did it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Remember the lady that I told you about that taught me reflexology?
Yeah.
She did a past life regression with me.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you know, I was 13.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, like, some of the details are... I remember that in the one previous, I had died in a car accident in 1969 on wet roads, and I was a dancer.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
What type of dancer?
Ooh. Ballet.
Oh, dang it.
You were a dancer before.
Jawal? Yes.
Of the exotic kind.
Okay.
You were an exotic dancer.
Tim's spilling all the tea.
Oh, yeah.
I worked for Adam and Eve, and you were an exotic dancer. This is why we get along.
That is exactly
why we get along, because you're a welder and I'm a mechanic.
Oh, my God. It's bizarre.
Look, girl, when you've got, you know, tiny humans and you need to keep a roof over their heads, you do what you got to do.
Shake your money makeup.
Yes, and ma'am. I did for about 10 years.
I see nothing wrong with it. I think you're providing a vital service. Mm-hmm. I do.
You know, the only people that have something to say against are people that can't
do it.
Or won't.
Yeah. Ashamed of that you body. Know,
look how popular pole exercise is now.
Oh my gosh, pole dance fitness has blown up.
Yep. It's insane.
Have you seen Heather? Holy shit.
Remind me to show you Heather. Heather, I'm talking about you there in Barcelona. She is incredible.
Oh yeah.
Like the strength in that little bitty frame is amazing.
My one cousin over in England does it, and oh my gosh, she just absolutely loves it. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Those silks too.
Yeah, the silks. She's amazing on that.
I get tired looking at it.
The strength
it takes to do that kind of stuff is phenomenal.
Yeah. The guy that was like straight out.
Yeah.
And then push his arms straight out. Nobody can see me moving my arms on audio here.
It's like this though.
It's like this though. But he was like that, all the way around the pole. Just as beautiful.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like, that is crazy. And then he did the walk. You know how they do the walk in the air? I was like, damn.
I do that, but it looks like flailing. At low altitude.
Because if I tried that stuff now, I'd look like I was having a seizure.
Yes! Mercy. On my face at the bottom of the damn pole. Somebody be using a spoon to dig tile out of my nose or something.
I can't with you. This is why I love you.
No, I love you more. Oh my God. Have you got any questions over there, Boo?
Yeah, so you're primarily a Norse practitioner? Tell us the story there, where you were and where you are now.
I come from a German background. So as far as Norse pantheon has always kind of resonated more with me.
Yeah.
Because you can't find information, you know, Germanic information is, there's like,
yeah,
itty bitties.
Yeah. This much. Yeah. I'm doing the damn thing now.
Yeah. She was making signs with her fingers.
y'all are Southern. It's excused.
We talk with our hands.
Yeah.
but loud sometimes.
Imagine an Italian from the South.
Oh, goodness. Yes, I knew several.
Caboose, y'all.
Capisce, y'all.
Oh, my.
We don't break the spaghetti around here, y'all.
Bless your heart, Paisan.
Well, you know what's happening after that dinner, right?
Oh, gosh.
Something with a meat grinder. Anyway, off the cliff.
That was the closest thing that I could find that really resonated me. I grew up not Amish, but in Amish country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of Mennonites, a lot of Amish. The church that I grew up in, actually, we jokingly say it's like Amish ultralight because...
Amish ultralight.
Well, you've got your Amish, and then you've got your Mennonites. And the Mennonites are like Amish light. And then the ones that fall under the group of the Church of the Brethren. There's like the Grace Brethren, the Brethren.
Yeah.
We just call them Amish ultralight.
That's funny. Do they know y'all call them Amish ultralight?
No, they're not going to hear this. Actually, wait. No, they don't.
Now they do.
No, they don't.
They don't listen. I ain't listening to that satanic podcast.
How can they listen? It's Electric City.
Right.
But
this is true.
You know, so I grew up with all that folksy Pennsylvania Dutch stuff everywhere. So that was, you know, I was like, well, I'm not Irish, can't really follow a Celtic path, and Wicca is definitely not my style.
No.
Too much dogma.
Yeah.
Too much...
religion.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I just tell everybody that I am basically very eclectic, because...
Yeah. I'm a bog witch.
There you go. I am a green, sometimes gray.
He
tells me I'm a technomancer because of how I work with technology.
Yes, you are a technomancer. Don't you dare take that away from me. I enjoy watching that. But what I'm saying is, if she's a bog witch, that means I'm the swamp thing.
Yes!
And I'm going to own that title.
Yes!
But yeah, you know, I'm really eclectic. I have, over many, many years, picked and pulled the things that resonate with me from different paths.
That's how you should do.
I had to make my own way.
Yep.
I have never fit into a coven type mentality. Can't get behind that, because in a lot of situations, too much ego comes into play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody always wants to be that guru.
And I don't need a guru.
Yeah.
I don't want to be anybody's guru.
Yeah.
Back in the day, on TikTok, I may have accidentally started a little following, but that was not my intention.
Yeah. Just having fun, y'all. I'm just having fun.
Yeah. I did not mean to start a cult.
We do have that personality. We'd probably be really good at it, and I am related to the Joneses.
I'm just saying, that's right back to that. If we ever hit the lottery, we're buying that island.
It will be a naked island.
With a giant flaming penis.
With a giant flaming penis. That will be our wicker man. It will be the wicker penis.
But the flames are coming out Rammstein style out the top.
That's right.
He gives a whole new meaning to chlamydia.
It's not going to be hard to pick the sacrifices either. I'm just saying. Everybody seems to be offering up something. You know, it's like, you're looking delicious. I'm terrible. That was the evolutionary.
more like revolutionary. She's like,
I'm going to hide in the corner over here. These two are off the chain today.
Oh, my God.
So a lot of folk magic.
A lot of folk magic type things. Yeah. That's what really resonates with me. I mean, you know.
It's honestly some of the strongest. It's got this history and tradition dating back centuries and centuries.
Traditional witchcraft.
Yeah.
I died last night. We're scrolling the Facebook.
No, God.
And you know, when I say it like that, it was something.
The Facebook.
In one of those groups, it was, is there any type of practice out there older than Wicca?
Oh, a few thousand.
Yeah. Oh. Everything.
Somebody finally, like, there were a lot of people giving really detailed about when Wicca started and talking about Gardner. We're not going to go there. Betty.
Yeah, Betty.
Trying to jolly things up at the nudist colony with a jump rope.
Betty B.
Yeah. But, somebody just finally commented, Everything is older than Wicca.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's relatively the new kid on the block, so yeah.
Yeah.
But they have done a remarkable job as far as
politics,
becoming mainstream, getting recognized.
Yes.
Getting their recognition as a religion equal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and hats off to them for that.
Yeah. It did open up some pathways for everybody else.
Absolutely, and gave people that maybe didn't have it an umbrella.
Yeah.
You know, especially in like the military where they formally recognized as a religion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and us bog witches don't have that much like that. And that is one of the advantages of a religion is that you have what rights are due to being a member of that religion. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and I completely understand that. Like, no shade to them. That's their thing. It's just not my path.
Yeah, it's not for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't with that anymore. I was raised evangelical. I can't. Yeah. And it was Baptist evangelical. So you know how strict and.
It's like swapping one dogma for another dogma.
Yeah.
You know, and it fits people. Some people need that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think for some people, they have to have structure. They were raised in a church, they know the dogma. And so.
It feels right.
Yeah.
I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but I don't think I'm missing the mark here. It's kind of how the Christians did it to us back in the day. They just took our things and
said, this will draw them in.
Made it comfortable for us. And
there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of that to public pressure. So if you read pagan forums and you talk to a lot of folks that are members of the Wicca community, not all, by any means, but a large number of them like to push their particular traditions, tenets, onto the rest of us.
Yes.
And we hear it every day, people coming in. Well, I know I can't, I don't know if this is a Wiccan or if it's a tradition, whatever, but just speaking in broad terms of traditions, I know I can't buy my own tarot deck. Someone has to buy it for me, which is absolute nonsense unless you are part of that tradition.
Right. Or I can't buy my own evil eye.
Yeah. If you subscribe to that religion and its tenets or that tradition and its tenets, then you're bound by those rules.
Yeah.
Because that's part of it. But you can't put that on people that don't.
No. Right. And that's no different than Christianity trying to force their rules on politics and laws and and things like that and forcing everybody else to assimilate into that way of thinking.
And I've seen a lot of that in the online forums.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to just gently advise somebody that this is all an energy exchange and what you put out, you will get back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a mirror.
If you tell them that, they're like, not everybody in here is Wiccan. We don't all subscribe to the rule. I'm like, I didn't say anything about that. What I explained was this is an energy exchange. So think before you cast.
Everything in the universe is ACDC, right, folks. So. If it goes out, it comes back in on a different path. But it comes back in.
And you would have people from Christianity, Catholic, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That would sit there and say, oh, there is no exchange of energy.
Yeah.
When in their religion, there actually is a very big exchange of energy.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Because without belief in that system.
Yeah. the whole thing falls apart.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need the time and energy to be able to sit there and apply yourself.
Yes.
And that energy comes back to you in good fortune.
And prayers. Mm-hmm. Thoughts are energy, man.
And that's the other thing. Everyone thinks that once you get into a non-secular way of life, that prayers don't happen anymore.
Yeah. It does. It absolutely does. Yeah.
Why is it in every single religion, whether it be Wicca, Luciferian, Satanism, Catholicism, everyone has prayer
beads? Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's absolutely. Just a difference of the way that we pray.
Yeah. A difference of the way that you use them. Mantras change. Mm-hmm. The mantras change. The intent's pretty much the same. You know, and people like to think, well, I'm so different and I'm so edgelordy. Your intent's pretty much the same. You're trying to have a better life. You're trying to find a better way. Sometimes they're going to it thinking that it's the easier way. It's not. But that's the whole object of this path, is that you're trying to get through this life, you know, the best way possible. Have the best experience of it. And I think people forget that old adage that I've always used, that I don't know who said this first, that you're not a human being having a spiritual experience. You're a spirit having a human experience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they forget that the whole point of being here in this plane right now is so spirit can experience this, you know, and live this life here. Maybe next time we'll be born somewhere else, you know, another planet or something. And then they'll be experiencing that plane, that planet. But people forget it. The whole thing is energy.
There's two things that I say that people still look at me like I'm crazy. One, I believe wholeheartedly in spirituality.
Yeah.
Religion is a man-made thing.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Because spirituality can come across the entire board.
Yes. And dogma ruins it.
Yep.
Yeah. Dogma absolutely ruins it.
This is for the gamers out there. Final Fantasy VII. Okay? I bring it up all the time. Everyone's like, oh, it's just a gamer thing. No, it's really not. It's actually the way I look at life.
Yeah.
Because in the game, there is the life stream. And the way the life stream works is that it gurges you out into life. You live your life, and once you go back in, you become back part of the life stream.
Oh, cool. I like that. That's a nice analogy.
But again, even in the video game, they threw a dogma in there.
Yeah.
There's something that's affecting normal. The life stream that you have to fight and beat. Yeah. Da, 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 da.
That's the human tendency to control everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my biggest thing with it is the fact that that life stream, it's not centered to just here. Life stream is through the cosmos.
Yes.
Whether you are scientific or spiritual.
Pale blue dot, baby, all the way. You are here. It's needle beneath me. It's you.
Like, there's people that I talk to that don't believe in evolution.
Yeah.
There's people I talk to that believe that we were created by somebody.
Yeah.
100%. Honesty for me is I have this whole thing that I came up with when I was like 11 years old when I was stoned out of my mind.
Yeah.
Laying in the backyard, staring at the stars, thinking about the Big Bang.
Mm-hmm.
What if the Big Bang was just the reset button?
Yeah.
After our continued trying to modify ourselves to the point that we're just like in Futurama, giant floating space brains.
Yeah.
And we finally nuked each other to the point that a giant explosion happened to restart everything.
Mm.
Totally possible. Look what happened to the dinosaur.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is if you think about this is such a small segment of the multiverse that we live in. So there are those things occurring all the time. Mm-hmm. Those big bangs are occurring out there all the time. And there are supernovas and, you know, all kinds of crazy black holes and things moving all around the place and creating new life and new worlds and new planets that we've not even begun to discover yet. So it makes perfect sense. So everything seems to be a continuum.
Speaking of sense, there's this comedian that I see on TikTok every once in a while. And it's, you think you're on Earth? Zoom out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothingness is expanding. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It's going that way.
Well, I saw a thing from Neil deGrasse Tyson on a talk show. It was on the internet this morning. And he was talking about how the universe is expanding to the point that dark matter is pulling the other galaxies away from us.
Yeah.
So at some point in time,
yeah,
the only stars we'll see will be the Milky Way.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, I mean, this is cosmological term, so, yeah, you know, a million years,
yeah,
it might move that much.
Yeah.
But it is moving away, and it's expanding continuously.
Yeah. It's like, and I say about aliens.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't come here because we're the ghetto.
Yeah. We're the trailer park of the universe.
That's what I was just going to say. Is the universe just going, nah.
They ride by and roll up the windows and lock the doors.
So it's Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Yeah.
No, it's Manhattan with reptile people.
Yeah. Oh, God. Is that place insane? Have mercy.
I half expected them to be a V moment where they're swallowing a lab rat any moment. They're just the, oh, God.
I remember that show.
You see it going down.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That was an interesting sound.
Yes. Oh, what you did there. I see it.
Made her blush.
Maybe we need to take notes.
Yeah, right?
Easy.
I could do better.
Easy.
Why did you just go full Dr. Evil?
Did you notice it? It's a natural tendency.
Yes, it is. It is. Oh, my God.
It really is.
Oh, have mercy. So, what is your pet peeve? If you had to pick a pet peeve about this community, what's your pet peeve?
Gatekeeping.
Oh, yeah. And so, what's your pet peeve about not this community, but everybody else and what they assume about this community?
That they assume that we're all evil.
Yeah.
Or that I hate that.
Mm-hmm. Or worship the devil. I am the devil. I worship me in the morning every single day.
Amber shared a thing yesterday and I felt a little called out. It was, you know, when you want that princess treatment, but you know you're really Lucifer's daughter. That means you know your worth. I may have identified a little too hard with that.
Yes!
I've joked around for years that my first husband was Satan. I have, for dealing with what I dealt with, I have lakefront property. It's beautiful. Everybody's invited.
There you go.
I'm driving the yacht that I've built.
Because we all know. if that is the thing.
Yeah.
No, I tell people all I don't want to go every up there. Every time I have a
that
thought.
That sounds boring.
Yeah.
People would say, oh, you're going to hell for that.
Yeah.
I add a piece to whatever I'm building.
Yeah.
I started off with a unicycle.
Unicycle, not yet a yacht.
No, I meant a mega yacht.
But oh yeah, I hate that people inherently think it's evil.
Yeah, I do too.
It's very us against them
mentality. And this is the problem in the world today, that us against them mentality. You need to reach across the table to everybody and realize that we're all struggling. Everybody wants the same things. They want a good job. They want a nice place to live. They want their family to be happy and well-fed and taken care of. And that's it. That's fucking it.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up. You know?
I would like landlords to start allowing dogs in rental properties.
Yes, dogs are family.
You and your family have a dog in your home.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry, mm-hmm. That's my TED Talk for the day.
And like, it's hard, isn't it? I see little moments that like restore my faith in humanity.
Yes.
I've told you guys this one, but I had a professor from Marywood come into my office with her tiny human.
Oh, God.
And I have a very tiny baby Baphomet statue on my desk.
Oh.
Crocheted.
No, not this wasn't the crocheted one. This was the little statue.
Oh, okay.
Her probably 3-year-old tiny human picks it up and goes, "Look, Mommy, the Easter Bunny."
Oh!
And her eyes got big for a second, and then she started laughing, and she goes, "Oh, honey, that's about as far from the Easter Bunny as you can get." And I handed him a Squishmallow and took back Baphomet, putting back on my desk. But she laughed it off. She didn't get offended. She didn't, you know, this is somebody who teaches at a Christian college.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's more practicing witches at that college.
Oh, I know. I know.
I know you can hear me, Lee.
Hi. But, you know, that when I see moments like that, or people who genuinely just have questions.
Yeah.
I love that. Because I will talk forever. I don't care what religion you are. I am happy to answer your questions.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I had somebody, because I've got earrings that match this pentagram ring, and I had somebody think that it was, they had it confused with the Star of David and thought I was Jewish.
Oh, God.
Which started a whole conversation. But the conversation, and this was somebody who was raised Catholic.
Yeah.
Is a practicing Catholic. But the conversation that it started is one that is still going.
Yeah, that's
and,
awesome.
And, you know, she has no problem asking me questions because I don't get offended.
Yeah.
When somebody tries to ask me. Yeah. I don't get all, oh, you're judging me.
Yeah.
I don't assume that.
Yeah.
So as long as I don't assume that, and can have an open dialogue, then it helps people to understand. It's what you guys do in here every day with people that come in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And don't look at me like that. Your talent almost got my eye.
Oh, sorry. Pokey, pokey. And I think that's the key right there, is that we can stop being offended by everything. You know, if we can stop being offended because somebody asks you a simple question, or we can stop being offended because somebody mistakenly thought you said something, you know, or thought you meant something by what you said that you never meant, and take 5 minutes to ask the question. What do you mean by that? How do you feel about that? Anything. Just stop being offended.
Conversation is a lost art now because people can hide behind their keyboards.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. It is. It absolutely is.
That was sort of like this week, houseless.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't get offended.
No, but I thought that was beautifully handled. Yeah.
Because of how I was homeless for 2 years. If someone were to call me houseless during that time, I would have beat their ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I already know I am. I don't need you reminding me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So instead of doing something where it's, okay, I'm just going to fully walk away from the situation, I took the time to not lash out.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't do that anymore.
Yeah, no. And you need to. That person doesn't know any better.
Well, exactly. I think it takes some understanding, you know, where that person's coming from, too.
Yeah.
So someone gave them bad information. And it's very similar to the folks that are of the Christian faith that come in the store. And they're just going off the information they had. They're not necessarily trying to be a jackass.
It happens every week.
But people take it that way because we're so used to being... Help on being oppressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's true. Yeah. Well, there is a lot of oppression.
Yeah.
But, and it's hard for the victim to take on the role of being the bigger person.
It is. It really
is. And to understand where that's coming from is from programming.
You know, the ones that are oppressing you usually aren't your next door neighbors or the people that you meet on the street.
Because they know you. Yeah. They know that you're a good person, sound moral character, blah, blah, blah. The problem is when morality gets taken over by a particular religion and they think that they've got a patent on it. And
especially when they have a political arm.
Yeah. And so we're all people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just believe different things.
Yeah.
You know?
I was raised by my grandparents.
Yeah.
And my father was like their late in life baby. They were in their, you know, late 30s, early 40s when they had him. He was, oops. But, you know, it was a different time. My grandfather was born in 1912. My grandmother was born in 1916.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a whole different time. And that whole, it's not the people that know you thing, they were the perfect example of that. My grandfather, I loved him to death, but because he was a product of the times, he was one of the most racist people that I had ever met. Yeah. Unless he knew him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My Aunt Wanda's best friend was black. He absolutely adored her.
Yeah.
Like, you will make blanket statements, horrible blanket statements.
Mm-hmm.
My father tried to make me quit cheerleading because my gymnastics coach was black.
Oh, my
and
God.
He didn't want a black man putting his hands. They tried to tell me that I couldn't be friends with the girl that I had been friends with since second grade.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was dating a black guy. Yeah. Like, that kind of systemic racism. Yeah. But on a case-by-case basis, man, they could be, like, best friends.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen that same thing. oh my God, witches are bad. Oh, but I like her because she's my next door neighbor. And she brings me herbs and she does this and she does that.
It never dawns on them that all those other people could be just as amazing.
Exactly.
As
well,
you're excited, but stop.
The overgeneralization. Overgeneralization of a group. You know, it's like there's a lot of recovering pagans that have a lot of animosity towards their Christianity and their upbringing. And so they lash out, they're angry, and it's a natural response because of the abuse.
Yeah.
But you have to look at the abuse and not so much the community, because the religion's done a lot of good for some people, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's gotten people into sobriety. It's gotten people out of hard times, you know, and their faith led them to it. And so there's nothing wrong with that. We don't have to be at each other's throats.
And a lot of them, speaking of like the church down south that you and I were trying to help out during the hurricane and the tornado, the F5 tornado, they didn't press their Christianity. They just went out and fed people.
Yeah.
They just went out and clothed people. They didn't even talk about it. They just ask you, do you need something? You'd be out on the cleanup crew trying to help out. And they would go, do you want to come in and clean up and get something to eat? They never mentioned a word of their religion. And they did it all out of a church and a church-owned building. And that's the way a lot of those people are. It's very few. It seems like a lot because they're the loudest in the crowd. There's very few of the actual people that are just the participants of the church, you know, that are going to be ugly like that and treat people that way. Most of them are just trying to get along and do good in the world and take care of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you have, like, I want to say 10 or 15%, if it's that much, that are just ideologues and are complete jerks and jackasses, and they want to run everything, and they want to tell the people how to think, how to believe, who's a good person, who's a bad person, you know, why you can't have them, you know, you can't help those people. Like, I would posit Salvation Army turning away Tim and
Rusty
when they weren't even a couple. They were both gay, but they weren't even a couple. And their house got blown away by an F5 tornado that came through. And they just needed a place to sleep for the night. And because they knew they were gay, because they were known in the community, they turned them away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I stopped donating to the Salvation Army right then and there. I was like, we're done. I'm going to donate.
All you have to do is look up and see how much they're actually paying their CEO.
Yeah.
And you'd stop donating to them because
you know what 90% of the workforce is?
Yeah. What's that?
Do you know what 90% of the workforce is that sorts the clothes and everything?
Who?
Dudes like me getting out of jail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That need to go to a sober house so that Salvation Army says, you can live here as long as you sort these clothes every day.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Free labor.
Yep.
Free labor, straight out of prison or rehab.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where the problems need to be addressed is with the people directing the ship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not
normally the parishioners.
People. Yeah. Then they may be vehemently into the dogma, and they may be just a horrible person, too. That can happen.
Yeah.
But the biggest issue, I think, is the ones that are, like you said, the CEO that's pocketing all the donation money.
Oh, my God. You're talking 60-some percent of everything coming
least.
In.
At least.
Yeah.
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 And so those are the problems. And they keep that upper class of people keep us at each other's throats for whatever reason they can come up with.
Yeah.
Because we're easier to control.
Yeah. Woo! Everybody at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a little bit of a brain connection. I think my synapses finally fired.
Welcome to the party.
The light bulb came on for a second. It fizzled out, but when we got into the whole sobriety talk.
Yeah.
And I realized something. Anyone that I've met that is in active recovery and doing much better and actually going through recovery has either went one of two ways. It is either they've become a hardcore Bible banger.
Yeah.
Or they've come to our side, air quotes, people, air quotes.
Yeah. They've come to the dark side.
Yes.
They needed something.
Side, you know. Yes.
Some kind of structure.
Cookies. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And as someone in recovery, it's one of those things where it's like, did I need the help to figure out a structure of to way to live my life?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was, as I said, I could be a whole lot more unhinged than I am. because I used to be. I even stated that because I see people talking about things. I'm like, if I told you what I've done in the past.
Oh, yeah.
You would realize what this world is really like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'd judge me harshly for it.
Oh, God, yeah. People would. Yeah. I have people who still either hate me or will not speak to me because of the things that I've done in my past.
Yeah. And you know where your power's at? Not caring.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Live your best self, do your best, and move on.
That's all any of us can do. Yeah. Really.
Let them die on the vine.
Because you're going to get judged no matter what you do or what you say. And people are going to bring up past versions of you that no longer exist, and they're going to try to hold you to that standard.
Oh, my God. And constantly with my family.
Yeah. We are always growing.
It took me a long time to actually just 100% be me.
Yeah, God, yeah.
And it, you know, they always talk about, you know, like that one defining thing, that one moment where you're just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I am not living in your box anymore. Yeah. I can't do this. And it was when my grandmother passed.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I lost my grandmother,
all bets were off.
I got told that I was having a midlife crisis. I got told that I was having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
We're 3 years later, and I'm still doing strong, going strong and happier than I have ever been in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they said I was a midlife crisis?
Yeah. Oh gosh, yes, baby. Yeah. You were my midlife crisis. You were part of my midlife crisis. Yes.
You know,
this is a very long crisis.
I know.
Yeah. Extended release.
I don't think you're going to get through this one.
I mean, I did trade in for a newer model.
Yeah, right? You did.
And just like my cars, I like them old school.
Ooh! Ooh!
Bye! Bought me a big old Bobcat.
No, and that's the funny thing. I think that was, for me, it was like realizing that my life wasn't worth anything to them. You know, like, because I went the opposite direction and I found my own path. And even though I've never harmed you with it, I've never threatened you with it, I've never done anything untoward to you with it, my life is not worth keeping. As a matter of fact, you want to take it.
Yeah.
And I think that's when I went, okay, all right, I'm done playing for anybody else's team but my own. You know, and it was, I walked away from everything that I knew, everything that I loved, into the complete and utter unknown, and it's the best damn thing I ever did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys met me literally right after I moved up here. I think I had been up here for like...
You were a baby that was a kid.
Two whole weeks. And my first thing I told you, I haven't practiced in a long time.
Yeah, you didn't have time.
Because I was busy being the perfect Southern soccer mom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was running my kids.
I still love it when her accent
comes. Yes.
I was running my kids back and forth. I was, you know, working. I was involved in the community. Doing all the things you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And you lived in the South. You know how absolutely frowned upon we are down there.
Yes, we are.
You have to assimilate to survive.
Yeah. And you have to put on the mask and walk out the door.
And I put on the mask and I walked out the door every day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the nails have to be perfect. The hair has to be perfect. The face has to be perfect. You have to be dressed a certain way. You have to speak a certain way. You have to stand a certain distance from the building. You know, and it's like, it's ridiculous. I liken it to the Harper Valley PTA. You remember that?
And I worked in forward-facing retail.
Yeah, yeah. Like, a lot.
And I had to put a lot of the Yankee tendencies away.
The go-fuck-yourself tendency.
I had to slow down how I spoke. I had to change my mannerisms because people didn't trust me.
Yeah, no, they don't. Because you're a damn Yankee.
I was a... Well,
think you gonna come down here and change our ways?
I was a damn Yankee because I had stayed.
Yeah, yes.
It wasn't because I went from Yankee to damn Yankee. Another damn Yankee.
He was a damn Yankee. Yes, he was. Yeah. And he still goes all full Southern on you now because he was down there for 20 years. But
I still can't say North Carolina like a Yankee anymore.
No. How do they say it?
I don't know.
North Carolina.
There you
go. North Carolina.
That's North Carolina.
Carolina.
Carolina. Yeah.
Carolina.
Carolina.
It's in the draw. Where's the Keys? It's in the draw.
It's in the draw.
It's almost New England.
That is a New England.
It's sort of like people trying to say
Pillow.
Scranton.
Yeah.
Pillow.
Yeah, I say pillow. I say window. I don't say window.
Now, see, Arkansas, it's pillar.
Pillar.
Winder. Yes, I know.
Shire.
I think it's Tennessee, too, isn't it?
Bow.
Pillar, winder.
Over yonder.
Yeah, over yonder.
So there is a thing. It is a body of water that moves between two other bodies of water.
What do you guys call it?
Lots of people say it. Bayou.
Bayou. Yeah.
Bayou.
Bow.
Bow.
Bow. Balmita.
Yeah. Balmita.
Yep.
Yep. That's funny. That's funny. What tickles me is hearing northern people try to say, and you spell it out and you think about it, Beauchamp.
Oh, oh yeah.
Have you ever heard of trying to...
That's all right. Pennsylvania's got them beat, though.
Like, yeah, oh my God.
Come on up here to Conshohocken.
Or let me looking at the word Tunkhannock for the first time.
Yeah. Oh, that's still Tunkhannock. I have a couple of vendors in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple of customers that I have to use those vendors with that are in Tunkhannock.
Yeah.
And she's like, they're, every time I call in, Tunkhannock.
Saw, Natal, not.
Yeah, that's about what it's about. Like, it's, but what really gets me are the ones that are like, Wilkie's Barret.
Barret? Yeah, so when I worked for PPL from down south, and we were told it's two different ways that people pronounce it. It's Wilkes-Barre or Wilkes-Barre. Which one is it? Is it?
Wilkes-Barre.
Nobody ever would tell
born
me.
Born and raised up here. Born and raised up here. Yeah. Wilkes-Barre.
Everybody has Wilkes-Barre. A different opinion.
I watched them. I watched somebody do a video.
That political commercial?
Interviewing people in that town.
In that town. Oh, that's why I was confused because they all said it differently.
And they all said it differently. Yeah, they did. And they were all people that had lived there all their lives.
Yes. Yeah.
Like they went and found old not men.
I stayed confused the entire time I worked for them.
Do you know how to really say Scranton?
Scranton.
Scranton.
Nope. Scranton.
Scranton. Yeah, yeah. Nobody. Everybody drops that T. Everybody drops that T.
They drop the T and the O.
Yeah. Scranton. Yeah. Scranton. Scranton. No. That's like, that's in Lansing.
Yeah. Yeah. Lansing.
Lansing. Yeah.
Where do you guys live? Lansing.
Lansing.
That was part Southern, part Yankee mixed together.
Yes, oh my God.
That was an abomination, baby.
Like going to, somebody says to me, I got directions for a flag job I had. I used to flag mobile homes. And I used to be the lead car and the chase car. And they said, you got to go to Chocowinity. I couldn't even find that shit on the map. I'm like, how
there was no GPS back then.
Yeah, I was like, no. Yeah. Chocowinity?
Yeah.
And then they said Chinkapin. And Chinkapin's actually a tribe down there, too.
Yeah.
So Chinkapin is a place as well as tribe. And I was like, what the hell? How do you spell that? And we're looking for it on a map. You know, like, I bet you it took me an hour to find that on the damn map. Chinkapin. Yeah, it's crazy.
I now, come on,
girl. Half Chinkapin Parish give their eye teeth to take a whack at Weeza.
I love that movie.
I do too.
It is my favorite movie. Every time I saw it, I'm watching it. It's ridiculous. I've probably seen that thing 30 times. Oh my God.
I think working a blue collar job in North Carolina was a different experience too.
Yes.
I worked for the state government before I moved down there.
Yeah, you were government raised.
Yeah, state raised. Uh-huh. And then the first job down there was working at the brickyard where your whole family worked.
Yeah.
And that's a rough ass place. Mm-hmm. Don't look in the electrical room. It looks like a museum.
That place eats people.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, literally.
But it was an interesting experience. You went from a real formal, you know, you have to be at muster and roll call.
Yes,
and
high and tight.
Boots polished and everything had to be perfect to my boss man, which he would refer to himself as. His greeting was, "Hey, motherfucker."
Yes, I love
you
it.
You better come back with, "Hey, motherfucker." I was like, all right, well, maybe I found my people.
And then you met my boss, my old boss I love so much, John Lane.
Yeah.
He always had a cigar hanging out of his mouth, and he talked with it in his mouth.
It was a tough fucking job with tough fucking people, and I loved it. Because, you know, even at the end of the shift, we'd be on the boss's pickup truck on the tailgate and
cracking a beer.
Cracking open the most horrible tasting beer you ever had in your life. Natty Lights.
Natty Lights. Shitty beer.
I didn't care.
That's the party beer.
It was 100 degrees in the shade.
It's cheap and it's cold.
100 degrees in the shade. You didn't care what it was as long as it was cold.
Yeah, that's it.
Never had a job like that since.
Yeah.
There is one thing moving back up here, because I was raised rural area, so my kids, and we were right on the border with Maryland, so yeah. My kids got a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I always, respect was a big thing. Miss this, Mr.
Yes,
that.
Yes, I still do that.
And in the South, it was, if they were, I don't care how old I am, if yeah. they were older than me.
Yeah.
That was Miss yeah. Pam, Miss Joan, Mr. Jim, yeah. whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And people don't do that up here.
No, and they freak out when you do.
So when I have tiny humans come up and go, Tina! I'm like,
Miss Tina.
Who the hell are you talking to?
Excuse me.
What you are not seeing, because this is an audio thing, is that she looks down at the little crotch goblin and gets ready for the backhand.
Yes, it's terrible. It's like, why'd you call me by my first name?
Look,
who do you think you are?
My daughter and son-in-law, they won't ever hear this, but they're a little, I made the mistake of sending my children to a liberal arts boarding school at one point in their life.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's okay. We all make mistakes.
Yes. I did. I thought I had their education, and I came back with, I'm not sure what I got back.
Yeah.
But my granddaughter was probably 3 at the time, and we would ask her something, and I'd get, what?
Well, excuse me?
Yes, that's yeah. yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And by the time they came back at the end of the weekend, Lily was, you know, yes, ma'am, and her yes, sir, yeah. and everything. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I didn't raise you like that, and I wasn't about to let you ruin my grandma. Teach those babies some respect.
Yes, yeah. Oh, my God.
And that's the thing that this world does not have anymore.
No, it's too informal. And then people get really sensitive really quick about it. And I'm like, but you don't know me. So why are you talking to me like you know me? You know, and that's how we were all raised. It's like, that's a disrespect where we come from.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard, man. And it's even hard. With the,
like I said, I was raised in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But the generation that raised me, because my yeah. grandparents raised me.
Yeah.
There was a different level of respect. I'm a weird Gen X because I was raised by,
you weren't raised by boomers.
I was not raised by boomers. Yeah. No, the boomers were out getting high.
My parents were, 33 and 35. That was That's when they were born. Yeah.
My dad was 23.
Yeah. Yeah. You were an old school parent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My grandparents actually tried to adopt me when my mom left.
Yeah.
And the courts at that time would not let them because my grandmother was 59 years old. And they're
ridiculous.
You are too old to adopt a child. You know, what quality of life would she have? My grandmother passed 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I was almost 47 years old.
Yeah.
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 When my grandmother passed.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous notion.
You know, she was...
Yes.
And she was in good... The woman worked until she was 95.
Oh, God. And they all did.
They made a decision based on a general thing. Just like we're talking
they do
about
that.
Perception of our community is in general. Perception of other communities is in general. And that's why it's important. You know, you hear Tim and Tina talk, you know, we're just normal people with normal problems and
ain't no gurus up in here.
I was going to say, I am nobody's guru.
You know,
no.
But they have this preconceived notion that you're going to be a certain way. And we're
just
not.
Just hold it.
The look of shock when people come in and they hear Witch Store and they come in and expecting us all to be wearing pointy hats and
black clothing and have long black nails.
Like Tay's going to be in a swirling black dress.
I just realized something. People are always... off guard when you wear a black pointed hat or a white pointed hat.
That's probably not good.
Yeah. Mine is maroon.
This is maroon.
It's
very
lovely.
Pretty and it has flowers.
Mine
has shrimps on it.
The realization when they actually speak to us or speak to other people in the store or regulars.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that doesn't compute.
Or see the four of us hanging out laughing and being crazy.
You know, God, they're like normal people. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it when people think that I work here. I do, because I love talking to people and helping them find things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I love it when they automatically assume I work here.
That's funny.
I just spend a lot of time here.
Yes.
But, you know, you guys going into getting into this new space, your big thing was you wanted to be able to foster a sense of community.
Yeah.
Sunday school.
Yeah.
It is not about anything witchy. I don't care what you believe. come laugh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Laughter is the best medicine, and absolutely, you can be as dark and twisted as you want to be. Nobody's going
to
judge
you. The game kind of forces you to be
dark and twisted. Yeah,
it really does.
And especially if we bring out serial killers.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, you're trying to win, and you're trying to win at all costs. So you're being as goddamn twisted as you can possibly freaking be, mm-hmm, with your card choices. So yeah.
Well, I think it's really important that we do come together.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be witchcraft related. It could be just community, meeting people and realizing that we're a lot more alike than we are different.
Yeah, hanging out.
It does not matter what path you're on.
Yeah,
and that's the same thing with the meditation.
Yeah,
I do not want to be anybody's guru.
Yeah.
I don't meditate well by myself.
Yeah.
When I feel like the energy exchange when it's a group meditation is so much deeper.
Yes, it is.
And everybody that has come has said the same thing.
Yeah.
I could do this at home, but it's not the same.
It's not.
It's a different experience.
It feels better to do it together.
That's like why people have gym memberships instead of, they could have gym equipment at home, but they'll lose motivation.
Yeah.
But if they go to the gym, you're around other people
that are Tina's dying,
dedicated to it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it encourages you.
Logic bag in here real quick.
Yeah.
With the whole self-guided meditation. And one of the reasons why I think that actually really helps a lot of people is because when you do it by yourself, you don't have a focal point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't. And you don't have other people depending on you to keep the silence.
But it's not even
and
just
keep
that.
It still.
It's... She set up the primal scream to be able to get the rage out. But no matter how much you scream, you're always going to still have a negative energy in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you're sitting in with a group of people and everyone has negative energy, the way I picture it when it's happening is that the energies are flowing through everyone during that meditation.
Yeah.
Going to the center.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone has a focal point to put that negative energy to release it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Disperse that shit. Yep. Yep.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does.
So why'd you roll your eyes at me?
It's just natural.
It's his natural. It's his natural affinity.
He's like Jillian. They roll without him even knowing they do.
Yeah. Sometimes I get mad at him about
Jillian.
Why you roll your eyes at me?
Oh, Jillian or I used to get in so much trouble over that. And she's like, Mom, I did not roll my eyes. I'm like, I just watched him. She's like, I didn't feel it. Now that her child does it to her, she's like, okay, I see what you were talking about.
In Nuclear, I got accused of having the best resting bitch face with the eye roll. Like, somebody be coming through the security center there. And I'm like,
you had a name. What was your handle? Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. You even had it on your hard hat.
Yeah, I went away and put my hard hat down. I walked into the health physics and came back out, and they had taken a labeler and made the words yes, 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 and put them on the front of my fucking hard hat.
And why was that?
Because everything that yes, 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 whatever.
All right, we're going to do this, this, this. Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
Oh.
Now, apparently mine at work, my new one at work is fuck if I know.
Fuck I know. I'll put that on your hat.
I'm going to put it on a plate on the front of my desk.
What is
it? When's that order going to be ready? Fuck if I know.
Just hold the sign.
F-I-I-K.
Let me look.
Yes. Oh, my God.
So we have Sunday school tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
What time?
4 to 7.
4 to 7. That's every other Sunday.
Yep. And every Wednesday night, 6 to 7.
7 is the self-guided meditation.
Yes.
Lounging with Lucy.
Lounging with Lucy.
Let your light shine, people.
And that one is funny. I actually have to give props to a coworker for that one, because when I started going to Wednesday night meditation to try to de-stress, because, you know, my job is just constant fire all the time.
Yes.
And one of my coworkers is like, oh, you going for your lounging with Lucifer tonight?
Ah, that's funny.
And so when you were like, what do you want to call it? I'm like, lounging with Lucy.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't want to scare anybody and make them think it's satanic and that we're in here, you know, sacrificing to the Dark Lord.
Well, that's on Tuesday night.
Only when we're closed and only for a certain crowd.
And the other thing about both Lounging with Lucy and Sunday School is that if we end up getting sick or if something happens where we can't make it,
somebody other people else can take it
over. It. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want it to stop.
We don't want it to be a focal point of, oh, they're doing it. Let's do it with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want it to be a community thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody can do it for yourself. I love that. Empowering. I love that shit. Yeah.
No guru shit.
There's not enough of that in the world. There's not enough.
No.
Hey, you, if I'm not here, please still do that because everybody's just like, me. It's got to be about me.
Too many insecure people in this world.
Too many narcissists.
Trying to prop themselves up on other people.
It's also because of the way the world works anymore. Everyone wants to be that recognition, especially with the internet.
Oh, good Lord. They'd rather have a title than a raise.
Yes.
Give me the money. Yeah. I don't give a shit about the title.
I don't care what my title is.
I don't understand this trend lately.
Other than my job. I have my inspection license. I have my emissions license.
Yeah.
I do not know everything about cars.
Yeah.
I am constantly learning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I am also showing my coworkers things that I know how to do.
That's this life. I wish people would realize that.
And the thing is that I don't go into work with the, I'm an inspection mechanic.
Yes, I'm in charge. Everything. Oonga boonga.
It's like being a certified forklift operator.
Yeah.
I am one of those, too. But the biggest thing is the fact that too many people try to go into work, into life, with the thought of, I know how everything works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once one little thing changes in what they know, and it's something they don't know, it completely throws them off to the point where everything gets destroyed.
Yes.
Yep. The world comes to an end because they have no idea how to adapt.
Grinding halt.
Yes. Yeah. And that needs to stop. And that's just life, too.
When I get to the point where I'm on something and I'm like, okay, either I have never done this before or I've done this before and this situation hasn't happened, I will stop and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was putting a control arm in an Altima. Lower control arm in the front end on the passenger side. It was being a pain in the dick.
Yeah.
Because, like all control arms, you gotta shimmy, shake. But coming down to it, I'm using a scissor jack to compress the strut so I can get the ball joints in. And if nobody knows what a scissor jack is, go in your trunk.
Yeah, it's right there.
And grab that really thin metal thing with a giant screw in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And put the weight of your full car on it.
Yeah.
And watch what happens. Don't.
Don't.
Because I'm going to tell you what happens. It folds, bends, and then everything shoots at your face.
Yes. It becomes a projectile.
Because that's what happened to me while I was doing this control arm. And I just walked away, and even the guy that was working with me on it was like, yeah, I need a new pair of drawers.
Such is life, boo.
That's bringing up the other drawers.
Well, we're about almost an hour and 10 minutes here.
Woo, oh, my.
Dang.
We've been bullshitting a while.
Yeah, we have.
This is what happens when we get together.
Yeah. No, so I love it.
If you guys have made it this far, thanks for listening to us.
Yes.
Remember, every other Sunday is Sunday School. At what time?
4 to 7.
4 to 7, and Wednesday meditation is what?
Six to seven.
Six to seven, and they're both free. Just come down.
Just show up.
Meet some new people and let it out. Chill out.
And don't take yourself so seriously. Life's too short.
Absolutely.
If you can't laugh at yourself, you can't live your life.
That's right. I laugh at me all the time.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode of In the Weeds, and we hope you didn't have to pick too much pucker brush off your cloak after visiting with us here. If you liked the episode, please follow, subscribe, and share. And if you're really kind, leave a positive review. Be sure to tune in next week as we publish a new episode weekly. If you're in the area, stop by the store and see us. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.